What's been making news this week? Tony Allen, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, Libby, and it's no surprise that there's been some pre-budget speculation in rural Australia.
Only 10 more sleeps, Tony.
Yeah, only 10
more
sleeps.
You and I both so excited.
Well, if you're a farmer, you'd be keeping a particular eye on the diesel fuel rebate. Now, primary producers, miners too, as well as farmers, currently get a rebate of diesel fuel excise, which equates to about 38 cents a litre. Now, that's quite substantial. This is for diesel used off-road, in other words, on the farm or down the mines, but not on the roads. And the idea of fuel excise was to help pay for roads. So the notion that you get a rebate on your excise is because you're not using it on the public road.
So you get the money back because
yes.
You don't take the vehicles on road.
And it has been mooted that this is one of the things that could be scrapped or cut in the federal budget. Victorian Farmers Federation Peter Toohey says any cuts to the diesel rebate would damage the competitiveness of Australian farm exports.
When the government is talking about trying to make Australian agriculture more competitive, if they increase cost to farmers, it's going to go against what they've promised. So certainly if we have an increase there, it's going to make it very tough on quite a few farmers.
Well, the Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss was asked about this during the week when he had a speech to the National Press Club. He did say he didn't want to get into the business of confirming or denying anything, but he did give a few hints that he was a supporter of the diesel excise rebate.
But certainly the farm sector in Australia is one of the few in the world that actually pays full price for fuel. It is true that it's been free of excise for a very long period of time, and that's the way we'd like to keep it. We want Australian farmers and indeed Australian industry to be as competitive as we possibly can, and that means keeping costs low for everyone.
If my memory serves me correctly, this seems to come up most budgets, doesn't it, whether or not they might cut the diesel fuel rebate.
Oh, that's right. I guess the thing here is that they have had a commission of audit looking at their spending right across the board, and they are saying substantial cuts have to be made. So that's why there's more speculation than usual, but we'll have to wait till May the 13th.
Yes, certainly talking tough. Maybe it won't be quite as bad as they're saying it's going to be. Now, this is awkward for the federal government. It came out saying it was going to give drought hit farmers' loans, but it's all gotten into a bit of a mess.
Yes, well, the $280 million worth of concessional loans the federal and state governments offered 2 months ago, they were the centrepiece of the federal government's emergency drought assistance package, are not rolling out yet. They're still stuck in the red tape. Income support payments are already flowing as part of that package, but there's still no agreement between the federal government and the states on how to administer the loans, which means farmers still can't apply for them. And one of the people who's pretty annoyed about this is Charles Burke from the Queensland Farm Lobby Group AgForce.
That is, I guess, the aspect of this that has been a little bit disappointing, in that the Federal Agriculture Minister made this announcement. He worked very hard to get these funds available. It's just unfortunate that we haven't seen it rolled out yet.
Well, certainly unfortunate. And the state agriculture ministers, it's New South Wales and Queensland that are most affected here, say they're still trying to sort out the details, but they're confident of sorting it out. And the Federal Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce, says he's confident of an agreement soon.
My strong belief is that we are very close to a conclusion. Now, if you said weeks or days, no, I would say it's within a month.
Well, the good news is that it has rained and rained a plenty, particularly in the southeast corner of the state. And in fact, some farmers are saying it's the best autumn break they've had in years.
The southern farmers are starting sowing their winter grains, but in the north, as we continually point out, there's still a drought. Northern New South Wales, southern Queensland, and it is coming up to planting time there soon. But Ron Story from Australian Crop Forecasters expects the winter grain plantings, things like wheat, for example, will be down in the north.
They're starting off in a very different situation with low subsoil moistures. The prospect of a dryish winter, because it's a summer rainfall area. And then if you did have the double whammy of another dry year, and particularly a dry spring, that would be devastating. So we're tending to forecast slightly lower than average plantings for those regions.
Well, last week we heard that the beef and lamb prices are lifting just on the back of all this rain.
Yes, and there's more evidence of that. At the Wangaratta sale yards in northeast Victoria, the prices have increased by about 30 cents a kilo for bullocks and cows in recent weeks. That's very substantial. And they've had more cattle going through the yards at better prices rather than just being sold off because there's not enough feed for them. Sales agent Kevin Sanderson at Wangaratta says it's the best autumn break, the best April rainfall he's seen in at least 20 years.
We'll go into the winter this year for the first time for many with a lot of feed, and that'll carry us right through until the spring, and hopefully, they say El Nino, July, August, hopefully September we get the spring rains, and of course we're up and running again, so all looks good.
Finally today, Tony, there's a crackdown on fake flake.
Yes, in news that will cheer fish and chip lovers everywhere. We've had a ruling from, wait for it, the Australian Fish Names Committee. I didn't know there was one, but there is
a... No, and I don't think I'm going to volunteer.
The Australian Fish Names Committee has ruled that only two species of shark, gummy shark and rig, can be sold and marketed as flake. Now, currently, in the fish and chip shop or in the supermarket or at the fish markets, flake can pretty much describe any type of shark, and some cheap stuff is coming in from overseas and is being passed off as... good quality flake. The Australian Fish Names Committee had been approached by the alliance that represents Southern Australian shark fishermen. They wanted this ruling because they say they needed to boost demand for the local fish, stop people buying this imported cheap rubbish, and get better prices for themselves. Seafood retailer Con Panayiotis from the fish markets in Melbourne says the ruling is going to give customers assurance that they're going to get the best quality eating fish.
A lot of shark comes into the country from overseas. I mean, there's 150, 200 species of shark out there that gets caught. Once it's filleted, not many people can tell. We can tell, but the consumer can't tell what shark is which. So the really good stuff sometimes gets in mixed in with the really cheap stuff, and it all gets passed on as flake, and yeah, that's all about change.
You're a bit of a flake connoisseur, Tony.
Yes, I like flake. I must say, I think the Australian Fish Names Committee hasn't done a great job with such names as Flathead and Orange Ruffy.
Well, the Flathead...
They're nice fish.
Yeah, they're beautiful eating.
Not very
and
good
it does
names.
Have a flathead.
It does have a flathead. I suppose that's quite accurate there.
Tony Allen with this week's Rural News.